Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. This is your brother Elohim. You're listening to Learning Speech Radio live Sunday. Today we have a very interesting topic for you today. Well, as usual, the first thing we always talk about love. We always start off talking about love because we think that love is very important. So, I have a little trouble with the switchboard today. I don't know what the problem is. So, well, at any rate, we're on and we're live. And the, I don't know what's wrong with the switchboard, but the numbers aren't coming up like the board is not lighting up like it's supposed to. So if you're calling in, you might not be able to get a response today if you dial one. But something seems to be wrong with the switchboard. But we're here, and we'll be talking for the next hour about history, love, and why you weren't told what your real culture is. Okay, oh boy, I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with the switchboard. It's very interesting, but the switchboard doesn't seem to be working today. I'm not quite sure why that is, because it's not supposed to do that. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to continue. I'm going to continue with the lecture. I apologize for the switchboard not working. Boy, oh boy, that's very interesting. well, we always start the show by talking about love. I'm going to try something else to see if I can get the switchboard working properly here. Let's see what seems to be the problem is. Just give me a second because I want to know. I want to make sure that the switchboard is working properly. Let's see. Just give me a minute here. I'm having a little technical difficulty. I'm going to try to clear this up.
3-9-2-3-0.
Okay, I don't know what's wrong with switchboard, but it's not, nothing seems to be working there with switchboard, but hopefully you can hear what I'm saying as we're calling in. Boy, Big Brother's at it again, right? Okay, well, normally we start off talking about love because love is so important. Because if we don't understand what love is, how can you work together? How can you do anything with each other as a group? And so we always talk about love first because that's the most important thing that I can deal with you on the radio is to deal with love, okay? Okay, so the radio show has the show starting 5 hours from now, but that's not the case. I don't know what seems to be the problem, but and I tried to call in myself from a different line, but nothing seems to be working, so I hope you can hear what I'm saying out there today because I don't know whether you can hear me or not because the switchboard is down. So let me try one more thing. see. If this doesn't work, I'm just going to continue with the lecture.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 5165439 2 3.
Yeah, it's not. Okay, well, I'm going to just go ahead and continue. I don't know exactly what the problem is. But I am having a problem with the switchboard here. okay. So if you just bear with me for a minute, I just want to try one more thing. It's not letting me in for some reason. Okay. Well, remember, love is the act that makes us feel good. That's where we began at, you know. And normally, I just keep going. Just excuse me for just a couple more seconds. I'm just trying to figure out what's wrong with the switchboard.
If you feel you've received this message in error, please hang up and try your call again later.
All right, for those who are calling in, I tried to call in myself on another line, but I can't seem to get through. What the problem is, I don't know.
You have reached the voicemail box of 51.
Yeah, I can't seem to log in to the show, but the show is active, and I'm speaking. I just can't access the. We don't have a switchboard, so for those who are on the line, I'm going to just continue the show, and I hope that you can hear me out there in radio land. Okay. All right. Well, we have a very interesting topic today. We want to talk about a little bit about history, and we want to talk about what the real culture of blacks are. Now, we've been told all kinds of things about Africa and African culture and what we're doing here and what we're doing there, and nothing is actually tying us into what our real culture is. Our culture is not landmass based. Our culture is cosmologically based, all right? I don't know who's hearing me or not hearing me, because I can't log in from another line to check to see who's doing what. But Big Brother's having fun with us today, huh? Okay. Well, I'm logged in, but the switchboard is not responding at all. So I'm just going to continue with the lecture, and we're going to go from there. Your culture is cosmologically based, not landmass based. That's one of the big problems that we're having. We're thinking landmass when that's because you don't know who you are. If you know who you are, you will know that you are not a land-based person. You're cosmologically based, all right? And this will give you a better clue as to who you are and what your role or job is here on the planet and what you're really supposed to be doing and answering questions. Why are we here, you know? Let's go back. This is actually a part two because we talked about this last week, and I wanted to continue this because this conversation that I'm going to have with you today, you haven't had before with anyone else, okay? This is a, a certain type of thought process that we're supposed to be engaged in, but we're not. What I like to do is introduce you to thought processes that you're not being given anywhere else. Things, just a different way of thinking about things. I don't come from a right or wrong position here, because where you live at is where you're supposed to be. And I don't want nobody to jump off where they live at without doing the research to back up what I'm saying and what's going on. Because if you jump at the wrong time and your mind is not prepared for where you're jumping to, it could create problems and cause you to be uneasy and uncomfortable, okay? So just remember that I'm just giving you food for thought, something to think about. I apologize once again for the switchboard being down. I don't know what happened. My show is here, it's scheduled, but I don't know what's going on with everything, okay? I know I'm logged in, because when I called in to log in, they responded and I logged in. So I'm logged in. So you should be hearing what I'm saying, but I can't tell. And I can't call in from another line. It won't accept my call for some reason, okay? But I hope you're able to call in and log into the show. At any rate, the show is being recorded and you'll be able to catch it on Blog Talk Radio. Elohim Speaks, okay? We're talking about culture, and our culture is cosmologically based, okay? How do I come to that conclusion? I tell everybody that I'm a Bible thumper, and the biggest problem that we're having with the book is that we don't know how to read it, and we don't know how to really understand what the book is saying. We can't see what the book is saying because we don't know who we are, okay? Now, and the biggest problem with us being able to see who we are is to realize how we came into existence. That's the big, big point, how we came into existence. Now, your culture, right, according to that little book that you're throwing in the trash, your culture is tied to reap what you sow. Now, what is reap what you sow? Reap what you sow is what we were given as science. They took the term reap what you sow away from us and gave us this term called science. What is science? Well, it would be some kind of study or mathematical thing. They don't know what science is. When they use the term science, they don't really want you to understand or see what science is, because it will... Once you see what science is, it relates you to your cosmological roots. And that's where we need to be. We need to be in our cosmological thought process and our cosmological mind. All right? That's where we need to be at. Once again, I'm sorry you won't be able to respond, but you just listen to the lecture. I hope you're going to hear the lecture and hear what's going on. I got a couple of... it's a little frustrating not knowing that you can't, whether you can hear what I'm saying or not, you know. This is James from New Jersey. I'm just going to check a couple of calls here. Okay. A couple people calling me, they say they can hear me, so that's good. So the switchboard is down, but at least I know that I can be heard, because they're telling me they can hear me. I'm getting a text message. Thank you very much. That was Brother James calling in. My Lord has asked me to call her, but I can't. Okay. So now that you can hear me, I'm just going to continue with the lecture. Your culture, your roots are cosmologically based, all right? Now, like I said, they took the term science, this abstract term they gave us. So it's very difficult to figure out what they're doing, how they're doing what they're doing. And they took our science from us. Our science is related to the scriptures, which is reap what you sow. Well, how can reap what you sow be science? Think about it. If you mix two chemicals, you're going to get a reaction. That's science. Okay? If you do a particular thing, all right? and you get a reaction from other people. That's science. They call that behavioral science, but it's reap what you sow. Listen carefully to what I'm saying. This is very important. If you mix two chemicals and you get a reaction and you want to control the reaction, that's where you bring in mathematics. Mathematics help you control the reaction of what you're reaping, what you sow. If you think certain thoughts, you're going to get a certain response. You won't be able to do certain things because you don't think you can, okay? At one time, some of the Europeans wouldn't travel because they thought the earth was flat and it was going to fall off, while we were traveling all over the planet. We were traveling all over the planet because we knew the earth wasn't flat. According to the Dogons, okay, the earth wasn't flat. According to the Egyptians, the earth wasn't flat. This is our culture, because they understood read what you sow. They know that water runs down, and that if there wasn't a core, lava wouldn't stay hot. So there's just a couple of things that I'm just brushing those things by you, because there's a big debate going on about that. But, you know, the only way you can verify things for yourself, get on a plane or a jet, go up and look for yourself, and you can see what's going on, okay? But we're coming back to science, which is reap what you sow. That's your science. Mentally, physically, gastrally, cosmologically, the entire universe is set up scientifically on reap what you sow. Wait a minute. You might, I've never thought about it like that. No, they don't want you to think about it like that, because you will begin to see the big picture is what they call it, okay? Let's talk about that religion you're in. Don't matter which one you're in. All of them start you off with an inferior thought process, the thought process that you're inferior to something. If you reap what you sow, if you think you're inferior, that's what you're going to get back. And they like that, okay? Because if you get that inferior mindset going long enough, you want to know, well, who's the superior thing that I'm inferior to? Think about it. Every religious group has a different deity for you to worship. They all do, okay? Well, why is that so important? Because if you're of the thought process that you're inferior to anything, which you're not. You're not inferior to anything. You're not better than anybody, and nobody is better than you. When you look in that mirror, the greatest, the most powerful, the most wonderful, the handsomest, the most beautifulest person that you're ever going to see is in that mirror. That person is equal to any other person on the planet. I don't care who they is or what they've done. Don't make no difference. The only reason you haven't achieved the greatness that's inside of you is because somebody told you a little secret of how inferior you were. And you put that in your belief system, and you begin to live your life with that thought process. Okay? Now, we're talking about the 1%. The 1% know who they are. This is why they're doing what they're doing. They know what reap what you sow mean, and they know that's the science. That's the real science. That's your real culture. Your culture is reap what you sow, okay? This is why when they came to Africa, when the Europeans first came to Africa, call me a so-called European, but when they came to Africa, there wasn't no jails there. We had no jails set up, huge penal systems, because we were practicing our culture. Our culture is reap what you sow. We didn't do anything to anybody else that didn't want to come back to us. That was the culture. Reap what you sow. That was, there was no, they didn't find huge jail houses and all that in Africa because of our culture. We understood our culture. When I say understood, I mean see. We can see. We're talking about vision, inner and outer vision. You can see. Once you get involved in your culture for real, you will be able to see things beyond your wildest dreams, because there's a mental read what you sow and a physical read what you sow, and you have to bring those two things in balance with mathematics. Mathematics balances things out. That's the balance factor for science. If you engage in science, let's say you're mixing two chemicals, or let's just use my little analogy when we want to talk about eating. Let's say you're making a cake, okay? If you bring mathematics into mixing those chemicals, that's what you're doing when you're making a cake. You're being a chemist, you know what I mean? And not some highfalutin thing that they make you think it is. It's quite simple. You mix certain ingredients together based on the portions that you mix. That's the result you're going to get, all right? But when you mix the ingredients, you're going to get a result whether you measure them or not. But if you want to control the reaction from the ingredients, you bring mathematics in, and you have a certain portion, and the cake come out the same way every time because mathematics balances the reaction. But you're going to get a reaction regardless whether you use math or not. But to control the reaction, that's when you bring in mathematics. We're talking about what they call science. We call reap what you sow. And this is the problem with the children today. They do not see or understand their culture because they got so many different things about the culture that the children are confused. They don't have a clue to what culture is. You talk to people, ask them what's their culture, ask them what this culture is. That culture is. They're coming with all different kinds of concepts, answers, how we used to dance and jump and this, do this and do that. None of that is your culture. Your culture is cosmologically based because you're cosmological beings. You're not even indigenous to this planet. I'm just dropping this information so that you have it. You need to know who you are. All of the books, the spiritual, so-called spiritual books, are telling you that you are a god. That's what they're telling you. What is a god? A god is not somebody sitting up there in a seat watching every little thing you do and giving you a response, okay? Your actions are already measured by science, which is what you sow. So every act that you commit, there's a reaction to that act. That's the culture. That's your science, okay? If you go back to your culture, those jails were empty out. They wouldn't have us in all those doggone jails because we begin to realize, wait a minute, if I did this, you know what I mean, and this comes back to me, I'm not going to like that. So I'm not going to do that because you're beginning to embrace your culture again. And every time the wise men, okay, or the men of Scripture, when they get into culture without saying culture, they'll say, get into your commandments. What are the commandments? The commandments are part of the culture of reap what you sow. They balance the human aspect, right? The commandments balance the when they study human behavior. That's human behavior. That's the human behavior attached to reap what you sow. Thou shalt not kill. Why are you going to kill somebody if you don't want them to kill you? Why are you going to steal if you don't want them to steal your stuff? Okay. Why are you going to commit adultery if you don't want your spouse to commit adultery on you? Reap what you sow. That's your culture. That's why we didn't have the jails. Because we practice our culture. You go back in some of the history books, they'll tell you, man, I remember when I was small, they told me that you could leave something in Antarctica and the Eskimos would not touch it. It would be there for 1,000 years. They didn't touch it because it wasn't theirs. That's your culture. See what I'm saying? If you go back far enough, they embrace the culture of reap what you sow. That was our science. They took reap what you sow and Gabriel's word called science, and the word is so confusing, half the time you don't know what they're talking about. You understand what I'm saying? That's why a lot of us don't even get into science. Don't make sense. They talk to you about Darwin. We didn't have no evolution. We're not evolving into anything. We already are who we are, okay? We just have to accept who we are and begin drawing on that energy, drawing on that knowledge, because we're connected to the cosmos. We're cosmological people. Black people, listen carefully. It's no coincidence that 90% of all the inventions that pushed this society forward came out of your community. That's not a coincidence, okay? Because of the way you engage, where you have engaged in your culture. Cosmic energy formed in flesh, okay? That's who you are. Your energy formed in flesh. Energy formed in flesh, that's who you are. That color that you're talking about, black, brown, red, green, and white, that's not who you are, okay? That's the perception that you have of what's in that shell. This is why somebody got their foot on our neck right now, because we underestimated that conscious energy that was in that shell. We underestimated the conscious energy that's in the shell. That's why you're in the condition that you're in. Oh, and I'm melanated and this, that, and I'm so much better than you. Blew it. Because you're not going up against that shell that you're looking at. You're going up against that conscious being that's inside the shell. And when you go up against that conscious being that's inside the shell, you're going up against a God. Wait a minute. How am I going up against a God? A God is one who can manipulate source energy for their own purpose and benefit. That's you. Every insect and animal on the planet can't manipulate source energy for their own benefit. Okay? They haven't got consciously got there yet. Some of them can, but most of them don't. But you're the best at it. Why? Because of who you are. I'm just dropping this information. Once again, I apologize for the switchboard, so I can't take any. I don't even know who's on the line, but the people have texted me and told me that they can hear me. So I'm going to continue with the lecture, because this culture thing is one of the most important things that I can bring you besides love, okay? Love is the number one thing, because if we don't know how to love each other, we'll never be able to get along in the groups. And I watch some of this, especially those of you tuning in and saw that at TV. Check what the children are doing. They're back and forth, trying to beat each other up, trying to prove this point, trying to prove that point. You follow what I'm saying? But we've already been given the answer to who we are, okay? We're not Hebrews. We're not Africans. We're not none of this. We are conscious energy forms in flesh. And it tells you in your books, you are all gods, okay? It tells you that. You follow what I'm saying? But you won't accept that because somebody told you that there's something out there that's going to come and fix all your problems, you know? Man, listen to me. If you're hungry, you better get up and make you some food. That food ain't going to fall out of the sky and feed you, all right? You have the ability, you have the power to create whatever you want. And that's the key to the whole thing. Once you know who you are, all right? You can create what you want because you are creators. I'm going to say this. I've said this so many times, but I'm going to keep saying it again until somebody can hear it. You were not created. You are the universe expanding itself. There is no limit to you. You think it's a coincidence that 10 years ago they were doing something and we keep doing more and more and more? You're not evolving. You're just being who you are. There's no evolution to you. You're not gonna wake up one day with a 15-pound head, or walking around with no body, floating around doing things. There is no evolution. I'm just gonna say this straight out. There is no evolution. You are who you are, and you're always going to be who you are. Okay. You are connected to the cosmos, which means that all of the information in the universe is at your disposal. You just have to know that and go get it. There is nothing, listen carefully, there is nothing that you can't do. There's no height that you can't reach. There's no problem that you can't solve because of who you are. Listen to me carefully. You are conscious energy formed in flesh. You're able to manipulate source energy for your own purpose. That makes you a god. When you want something done, get up and do it. If you're hungry, trust me, you better go feed yourself. Because if you're waiting for that guy to float down and come feed you, you're going to be in a world of hurt, all right? You can figure all this stuff out, but it has to begin at the beginning. What is the beginning? Let's talk about the beginning just for a minute, okay? I know I'm wasting a little bit of time trying to figure out why the board ain't working, but let's talk about this beginning. The uncaused cause. I don't know if you've heard this term before. That which caused everything to exist, but nothing caused it to exist. That's as far back as the conscious mind can go. I don't care what you're thinking, where you're doing, or whatever. There's an uncaused cause. And at that particular time, thing that was in existence was that energy. You can't make something from nothing. So everything in the universe is made up out of that energy, including you. You are made up out of source energy. Energy. And what you do, you manipulate the source energy. You as a God cannot create, because you can't make something from nothing. Nobody can. What you can do, you can make things. Well, I said you as a God can't create, but that's a misstatement. You can create, but you create systems. You know, you don't create things, because the things have already been set up. Energy is already here. So you're not creating energy. If you chop a tree down to make a table, you didn't create the table. You made the table out of the tree. You didn't make the tree. When you were born, your mother and father didn't sit down and say, well, we're going to design this baby to have nine systems in the cross system, the skeletal system, and the muscular system, and then we're going to design a baby to do this. You didn't do that. You know what I'm saying? You extended yourself into the child. That's how the universe brought you into existence. The universe extended itself into you. That's how all this stuff began. You are the universe expanding itself. And when you have that child, that's still the universe in an expansion mode. All right? These babies that you're bringing in are gods, and they need to be treated and taught like they're gods. Okay? If you think you're a man or a woman, okay, you're going to act like a man or a woman. Oh, well, we don't make mistakes. You don't make mistakes. That's how you learn. It's not a mistake that you screw up, okay? It's a lesson that you missed as you were growing. And you missed that lesson. So when you make that so-called mistake, that's the universe teaching you, yo, man, don't do that again, because that's not what's up. So you're learning. Everybody learns like that, okay? You say, well, we come through mathematics. Listen, mathematics didn't come to you first. You used mathematics to control energy, to control energy output. Listen here. If you take a ball and you roll it to a baby, the baby's going to roll the ball back. The baby's not calculating trajectory and how much speed and force that they had to put on the ball to bring the ball back to you. The baby's not using mathematics. The baby just pushed the ball back to you because you pushed the ball to the baby. The baby is reaping and sowing. That's what's going on. You're reaping and sowing. The baby, the child is engaged in science, even though the child don't know what science is. But the child can do reaping and sowing. Okay? Now, when the child gets older, then she realizes, well, if I have to, if I push the ball at with a certain amount of pressure, a certain amount of pH on the ball and all that, based on the gravitational pressure on the planet, maybe when the child gets older, the child goes through all that, but the child don't go through the mathematical stage until the child wants to bring science into balance, okay? Once the child gets older and push that ball and wants to balance the amount of pressure put on that ball so it can go exactly to you and no further, then the child is bringing mathematics into the science, all right? This is something. You don't hear people talk like this because most of us have taken that little Bible, right, threw it in the trash, and a lot, well, not most of us, but a lot of us have. And a lot of us who are getting information from the book are getting information wrong, okay? When you read the book, and anytime somebody tell you, right, that anytime they use the word create, they're talking about a system. Look at all the systems that are out there. God created the heavens and the earth. God made systems so that the energy out there could function a certain way. You know, how did these planets come into existence? Well, that's a whole other lecture, but we'll get into that next week. How the solar system was built, how you came into existence, why you came into this dimension to do the work that you're doing. We'll get into that next week. But right now, we're talking about culture and how reap what you sow is your culture. That's your culture. You can place that on anything that you're doing because that's your culture. And if you go back to your culture, all right, if you go back to your culture, then a lot of the problems that you're having right now will cease to exist, especially in your household. If you teach your children properly their culture, science, which is read what you sow, then the child at an early age will begin, oh, well, yeah, it makes sense that I shouldn't do that. You know, it makes sense that I shouldn't do this because I don't want that done to me. You know what I mean? When you spank your child, you're thinking about, think about what you're doing when you spank that child, okay? There's other ways to instruct God without initiating force on the child, okay? There's a lot of ways to deal with that child, but you got to remember you reap what you sow. And some of you wonder why you're having so much trouble with the children. You don't beat the children up, abuse the child, and everything else. And wonder why the child's acting crazy. You know what I'm saying? Because you're initiating actions on a God that's able to initiate those actions back on you. That's why the 1% right now is scared to death for the poor to come to power, because they have abused and misused the poor for so long that they know if the poor come to power, they're going to be a reckoning. And they are worried about this reckoning. They know the rules. They know the law. Let me read you something, okay? This is what Matthew said that Jesus said. I say it like that because we all know that Yahshua, that's his real name, Yahshua ben Bandera, you can look him up in history. The guy Jesus Christ never existed. It was a Yahshua, Jesus the Christ. But Christ is not a last name. Christ is a title. So what Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John are there saying what he said, okay? And that's why I said it like that, because he didn't write none of these books. Well, he wrote books, but we don't have them. That's a whole nother lecture. But let's go here, okay? When he made the statement, there is none good but one, that is God. But if thou would enter into life, keep the commandments. See what I'm saying? Yahshua, this is Jesus talking. Jesus knew he was talking to God, and he knew who he was. That's why he said, I am my Father one. Energy is energy. He knew he comes from source energy, and he's an extension of source. Jesus knew, he knew this stuff, but the way he was relating it to the minds of the people we're talking 2,000 years ago, and the thought process that they were going through, oh my goodness. But you have had 2,000 years worth of information built on top of information that's coming to you, okay? And he said, if you enter into life, keep the commandments, okay? That's the social ramifications, right, of how you're going to deal with each other with the science of reap what you sow. And when you enter into life, you're entering into science, because life is reap what you sow. That's science. And once you enter into science, now there's more to this statement than that, because when you enter into life, what were you before you entered into life? Okay? He's taking you back to the store man. But that's a whole nother lecture, so we don't go there. You know, those who don't know what a store man is, go Google store man and look it up, okay? Because he also knew he was talking to a conquered people. You follow what I'm saying? So when you enter back into life, it's really saying, you know, keep the commandments. When you wake up, go back to your culture. That's what he was trying to tell them. Go back to the culture of reap what you sow, because the commandments are based on the science of reap what you sow. Human behavior, that's what they're calling it now, okay? But it's all just the science of reaping what you're sowing. That's what it's all about. Get this to your children at an early age. Begin to teach them teach them their culture at an early age, and you won't have all the trouble you're having with these children. You will not be having, because you'll take them back to their proper culture, and they're beginning to see that stuff is bouncing back at them, that if they do this, this is going to happen, you know? My brother, he used to, he tells me a story about something that my mother used to tell him, you know? He said my mother put, she used to put a coin on the stove, and the coin got hot, and he would pick the coin up and it burned. Say, I'm just telling you about that hot money. Don't get engaged in that hot money because it's not good for you. You follow what I'm saying? That was just her way of teaching him, and it made me laugh sometimes. But everything is dealing with read what you sow, okay? And when she talked about hot money, she talked about ill-gotten gains, money that's gotten by reaping activity, okay, that you wouldn't want to sow back. That you won't let somebody commit the activity on you, all right? That's what you're talking about, hot money. And he remembered the story because he burned his little fingers with hot money, okay? But I just wanted to run this thought process by you because the messengers that have came, okay, they knew who they were, all right? They were trying to bring information to a population 2,000 years ago with the thought process that they had. Now, when Yahshua came through telling them this information, they had lost power. Just think about it. Now, those that I'm talking about, talking to you black people right now, you rule the world. We're talking about history. You ruled the world at one time. You had a global empire going all the way back to the past the Sumerians. I'm trying to think of the name of the culture, 200,000 years ago. Okay, Lemurians. Go all the way back to the Lemurians. Go back even further than that. You had powerful culture. In the Lemurian culture, everybody had to pay for no food. You didn't have to buy no goods and services. There was no barter system. Because you made whatever product you made, it was the best that you could make. You have a high-grade product and a low-grade product based on economics. Everybody did the best that they could. So the product that they were making were priceless, all of them. You know what I mean? So there was no barter. You just came and got what you want. You made, you gave, you made, you gave, you reap what you sowed. That was the law. That was the culture. It was the culture of reap what you sow. If I'm going to reap products from the culture, then I should be sowing products into the culture. Think about your everyday lives once you get grown. What products are you sowing into the culture so that you can reap from the culture? You're worrying about a doggone job when you should be creating products. You should be creating goods. And you should be creating stuff so that you can put back into the culture as you take stuff out. Now you're back into your culture. You reap what you're sowing. I'm not putting nothing in. How can I expect to get anything out? You know, if you're just working on a job, you go on a job. Give them 8 hours work for 8 hours pay, okay? Put in what you're taking out. And if you don't think that they're paying you enough, well, then you have to change jobs because some jobs can only afford to pay you what they're paying you. You follow what I'm saying? And but you got to think in terms of your culture. This, I'm going to say this over and over again. This is your culture. Your culture is reap what you sow, what they're calling science, okay? Reap what you sow is the basis of all your actions from the time that you came into this dimension as incorporeal beings until now. Everything is based on reap what you sow, okay? Everything. I don't care what it is. And if you begin to entertain the thought process of reap what you sow and introduce that science, because your culture is science. That is your science. Introduce that science into everything that you're doing, you'll get better results, okay? What you put in, you're going to get back, okay? They're calling everything but what your ancestors called it when they first gave it to you thousands of years ago. Okay, they got all kinds of names for it out there now to keep you from coming to the simple realization that what you put out, that's what you're getting back. If you work hard on a particular thing, you're going to see the results. You practice that piano 4, 5, 6 hours a day, man, your fingers going to be flowing across that thing. But if you don't practice at all, you'd be going bing, 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 trying to play chopsticks with one hand. If you don't practice at all, you're not putting nothing in, you're not getting nothing out, okay? Some children, I say, well, some children are gifted. Some children actually wake up without the thought processes that you're giving the children to limit their mind, and they woke up. You know, they woke up. I can say that properly. And they get on that, they get on a guitar and go, I only had no lessons. Get on a piano, I only had no lessons. You follow what I'm saying? Because some children are born with that connection because of their past lives. Oh, boy, I know, Elohim, I'm crazy. Not talking about other lives. This is not your first radio. You guys out there praying to your ancestors. Who do you think you are? You are the ancestors. You know, some of you are 2,000-3,000 years old. Go back further than that. You know what I'm saying? Some of you here, like Yahshua said, was here from the very beginning. When the universe went into motion and brought you into existence, okay? And it began to exist through you as conscious entities. Some of you here were back millions of years you were here. You are the ancestors. So when you're praying, who you're praying to? You're praying to yourself. Get up and go do what you have to do, man. Figure out a way to make this thing happen. We talking about, we marching and doing all this shit because of what the government is doing. Listen carefully, all right? The government is not something separate from you. The government is a set of rules. And you put people in there who's supposed to follow these rules. That's what government is, all right? You can run this government. In fact, that's what you're supposed to be doing. How many of you think in terms of raising your children to be the next governor, to be the next senator, to be the next congressman, to be the next senator? How many of you are raising your children with that in mind? Raising your children knowing that they got to get in here and run this here government. How many of you going to vote knowing that, hey, this is mine. I'm running this thing. I got to go vote to make this work right, okay? How many of you wake up with that particular thought process? No, you're just leaving it to somebody else to do this thing for you because that's the thought process that they've been giving you from the beginning. You were created. Only God knows what's going to happen tomorrow. Oh, God knows best. Yes, that God is in your mirror, and that God does know best. If you put your mind to it, there's nothing that you can't accomplish if you get into it as the person that you are. Well, I'm a queen or a king. Okay. What in the world is a queen or a king? Okay. A queen or a king is a ruler of the great of portions of the great God. Okay. That's a king or a queen. Okay. That's a baron. But as a God, you ascend beyond your king, your kingdom and your queendom status. You ascend beyond that, which means that you are an unlimited being capable of doing and accomplishing anything that you will. You have the will. See, when they talk about free will, that's what they're talking about. You have the type of will that's free to accomplish whatever. But if you limit that free will with a certain thought process, you stop yourself. Oh, well, only God can do that. Oh, no, I can't. What? You can't do what? When I was born, there was no TV, period. There was no internet, period. None that we knew about. It was all here, but we didn't know about it. But there was no internet. There was no TV as far as we knew. You follow what I'm saying? Now look at what you have. Look at what's going on. And it's just the beginning. You watch these Star Trek movies, 10 years later, the stuff is in your house. Flip phones. Talking to each other on the flip phone. You know what I mean? That was just some kind of wild imagination. When Dick Tracy first came out, he had a little watch that he was talking to. You know what I mean? That was somebody's wet dream. But it's here, now. You follow what I'm saying? Somebody is not limiting their thought process to anything. so they know that they can accomplish whatever. This is the thought process that I'm bringing you back into. I'm bringing you back into your culture, which is science, which is reap what you sow. If you really put reap what you sow to the test, you'll see that that's your culture, and your culture is cosmological, not planetary, because everything in the cosmos functions off that science, okay? It reaps what it sows. If it's traveling at a certain distance, moving at a certain speed, okay, it's going to reap certain things from what's going on, the whole solar system, whatever that's been set up out there. You follow what I'm saying? Which is what you set up. I mean, that's a whole nother, that's another lecture. But the most important thing that I can impart to you today, I apologize again because the switchboard, I have no switchboard. The switchboard is not going to open up for another 5 hours according to what switchboard is saying. I apologize too, as a group of callers that I didn't get a chance to text today, so they might not have the number to call in. I apologize for that because I only was able to text one group of callers because I was running late trying to figure the switchboard thing out. But if there's anything that your brother Elohim can depart to you today, right? Love is the act that makes others feel good. That's the number one thing. If it's not going to make the other person feel good, don't commit the act that takes you into reap what you sow, okay? Don't do things to people that you don't want done to you, that you don't want coming back to you, okay? They used to have a saying, treat others the way you want to be treated. But I now take issue with that statement sometimes because some of us hate ourselves. And the way they treat themselves, please don't treat me like that, you know? You have examples of how to treat each other. Yahshua, Muhammad, Buddha, Hare Krishna. There's plenty of examples, you know, of how you should treat each other from the messengers that have come to wake you up, you know, to give you a better understanding or to make you able to see what's actually going on so you'll be able to treat and do each other better, okay? When we're talking about read what you sow, we're talking about the commandments, we're talking about human behavior. We want your behavior to be a certain way. That's why the commandments was given to you like that, all right? So that you can deal with the culture. If you're dealing with the culture, then you'll see what the commandments is all about. They made the commandment, oh, that's some kind of religious thing. Listen, religion is you realigning yourself with source energy. I'm going to say that again. Realigning yourself with source energy, all right? Because that's where you come from. That's who you are. You are source energy in an expanding mode, which makes you unlimited. And when you deal with these shells that conscious energy is living in, that's not who the person is. That person is that conscious energy that's inside. That's who you're dealing with, all right? You're dealing with a God, and don't, black people, I'm telling you right now, you used to rule the world, but you underestimated God. You underestimated God, and God put his foot on your neck. Now you run around complaining, Black Lives Matter, and this is, if it matters, if the things that matter to you, get up and do something about it. Stop asking somebody else to take care of what you can take care of yourself, okay? And, okay, stop asking somebody to take care of what you can take care of yourself. Once you know who you are, then you know that there is no limit to what you see in the mirror. And stop judging what you see in the mirror by what you see on that TV, okay? Because what you see on that TV is what somebody else see in the mirror. And they have every right to say that that's the most beautiful in the world because it looks just like them, okay? So what you see in the mirror, that's the most beautiful and handsomest in the world. And if you didn't come out your mama's womb as a twin, hey, then ain't but one twin on the planet, and that's you, okay? Everybody else got to be a 9, an 8, a 7, a 6 and a half, or whatever. But you start judging what you see by what you see. Okay? I mean, it's kind of simple. Judge what you see by what you see. All right? If you see somebody out there doing something silly and crazy, don't get involved in that, because that doesn't, that's not a part of your culture. See? Your culture is reap what you sow. If you follow your culture, none of us will be in jail, ever. There would be no reason to go. You can walk in a neighborhood and don't have to worry about anything because everybody's following, because you're following your culture. In a neighborhood where blacks are following their culture, there's nothing wrong. There would be no problems whatsoever because the children are being raised under the proper culture of reap what you sow, which they're raised with a scientific mindset. Okay, now that you know what science is, right, you can put this on any of the scientific books that they make, any of them, all right, and you'll be able to see what they're doing. They say, oh, well, it's not rocket science. Rocket science is not hard. It's just the way that they're measuring the chemicals that come together to make the combustion that send the rocket up in space. That's read what you sow, okay? And rocket science is not complicated. Do you understand what I'm saying? You mathematically measure out the chemicals that you want to make the type of combustion you want to give you the thrust. Read what you sow. Yeah, no, rocket science ain't hard. None of the science is hard if you go back to your culture, okay? Your culture, I'm trying to say this so many times because I know that we're not hearing this before. This thought process has not been given to you, but I'm giving it to you now, all right? I'm not saying that you should just jump and engage in the thought process. It's going to make you uncomfortable. We got 90 seconds. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Once again, I apologize to those that that are called in, and the switchboard is down, so you can't say anything. If you had a comment or something to make, I apologize. Also, I want to thank those who texted me, let me know that they could hear me, even though my switchboard is down. I don't know what made the switchboard go down, but it is down. So I only got about 60 seconds, and there's a few shows out there that I wanted to for you to give a listen to. I thought they're pretty good. Sister Tierra's show. I don't have the numbers in front of me. I apologize for that. And have Brother Max show that comes on a Saturday. Sister Tierra's on Monday, Tuesday. I mean Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'll set up next week. I'll set up a few minutes to make a commercial for those shows. And Matt come on Saturday. I don't know who's on the line because my switchboard's out. But remember this. Sister Tammy, she has T-shirts and stuff. She makes beautiful T-shirts. Just to check them out. Next week, I will have a commercial so that you can get involved. And I even found out they got like a black Facebook out there on one of the shows. Okay. I got 10 seconds. Okay. So remember love. Okay, remember, reap what you sow. That's your culture. And start basing everything on reap what you sow and get your children involved, and it will change your life dramatically. Okay? This is Brother Raheem. I want to say I love you. Thank you so much for calling and listening in. Those online, I appreciate you. I appreciate you a lot. And I will talk to you again next week. Much love.